It's been 7 years since the Food and Drug Administration tried unsuccessfully to get new Surgeon General's warnings on cigarette packs. You might remember the graphic images of corpses, rotting teeth, a man smoking through a hole in his windpipe. They were challenged by the tobacco industry. A federal appeals court agreed and rejected them. Well, now the FDA is back with new, slightly less gruesome images and a new argument to support them. Here and now, media analyst John Carroll is here. And John, this began in 2009 when Congress passed the Tobacco Control Act. Remind us.
Right. They passed an act that basically required new health warnings on cigarette packs. The ones that are on there now date to 1984. Mm-hmm. They're all text. They're vague. And they're largely invisible. So in 2010, the FDA came back with these highly graphic images that would appear on the top half of both sides of a cigarette pack.
But the tobacco industry, as we said, rejects them. The appeals court agrees and says that it forces the tobacco companies to incorporate those images in packaging, thereby forcing them to engage in speech they didn't want to. In other words, it violated their First Amendment rights.
Right. And the court said basically these warnings are more about shocking people and repelling people than warning them about the health risks of smoking. Mm-hmm. So what the court said was these labels are okay, but they have to be informational. They basically have to give the public an understanding of why cigarettes are harmful
right.
to their health.
In other words, not just a hole in your windpipe, but cancer from cigarette smoking can cause a hole in your windpipe or something like that. I mean, did they give any guidelines for what they can do? And 7 years later, it's taken a long time.
It has taken a long time. And the FDA seemed to be kind of gun-shy. So they were sued, actually, by a group of public health groups to basically step it up. The court said, you need to do new warnings by August of 2019. And that's why we're seeing them now.
Yeah. Well, and they might have been gun-shy because, of having to go through courts. The new labels are still very graphic. There's a woman with a large tumor on her neck or a pair of feet with amputated toes. So where's the text that was required? Where's the information that was required?
So it's the text that really makes a difference in these warnings. Okay, so the one with the amputated toes, the text says, warning, smoking reduces blood flow to the limbs, which can require amputation. So that's basically public education.
Right.
It's a shocking image, but it's also something that that seems to be within the guidelines that the court had set.
Yeah. Look, the CDC says that smoking's at an historic low, but still it kills more people than alcohol, HIV, car accidents, illegal drugs, murders, and suicides combined. Is there a sense that these new labels will bring that number down even more?
The FDA says it will, and there are about 120 countries that use these kinds of graphic images. And an international study of 19 countries said they really work much better than text-only warnings. So that's what the FDA is resting its argument on.
And the tobacco industry, briefly, what have they said?
Well, the tobacco industry says we're looking at them. They release statements that say, we're concerned about public harm of cigarettes, but the warnings can't run afoul of First Amendment protections.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, the translation is we'll see you in court.
Okay. And we'll follow it. John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now. Thank you.
Thank you.